Succession number 9346, Reel 4.
Tape 4.
Something happened a short time after this duck job. Something was stolen. So my officer come to me again. I said, well, I don't know nothing about that, sir. He said, no, he said, that's the same as the ducks. He said, you don't know nothing.
What would have happened if you were caught?
Oh, I'd been devil to play. You would. Them old friends kick up the devil stink. Yeah, they would. I didn't like them old older French people. No, the younger ones will say the teenagers or little above, they were nice. They got some late speaking English, you see. These old froggies, they couldn't. Yeah. Do you know, between you and me, I sent the British down there to save the French when the Verdun, you know. They took a British division out of line where we were. Sent the right down there to hold the line. They shot over 100 Frenchmen, you know. The French did, the French government did. For desertion and cowardice and face the enemy. Yeah, they saved France, do what Jerry got right through down there. Well, then we had to send a division to Italy. They just about packed up, Italy did. They were fighting Austrians. Sent a vision there, though. Poor old British troops had been up in it all that while, though.
Going back to the food, Arthur, did you ever have fresh bread?
Well, very, very rare. That was most of them old hard biscuits. Very, very rare.
Did you have parcels from home?
Yes. Oh, yes.
What sort of things did your family
send
you? Well,
because they were rationed at home. Yeah, they put a bit of bread in, a few biscuits, and butter, and a bit of cheese, anything. We also used to share, you know. We share cigarettes. We had a cigarette issue, well, tobacco issue, they call it. A man smoked, but we had an ounce of tobacco a week, and the cigarette man had a pack at a 10 a week, but we also used to share it. Have to be close six to smoke one cigarette. Yeah.
Did you have letters from home? Did you, you know, write to your parents or your girlfriend? Did you have a girlfriend you wrote to?
Yes, she did. She did. She sent me a parcel once, just once. But, when I got home, I heard she'd had a lot of... She'd been with the troops a lot down to Saxon Wundham, so... I backed that up. Yeah. There's no end of troops down to Saxon Wundham, you see, because I expect an invasion, see, along this coast, you see. And Framingham, there was a lot down to Fram, too.
Did your parents write to you?
My mother did, yeah. Yeah, we used to... Did you see that card?
Yes, you showed me.
Did you see the card? We allowed one of them once a fortnight. Well, that's a genuine one. He sent that home to his mother.
Yes, the brief card. What did you used to call them?
Whizbangs. Whizbangs. You could just scribble, course off, you see. I mean, we never had a chance to write a letter, not for weeks sometimes, you see. But there wasn't nothing you could say, really.
Did you keep healthy while you were at the front?
I did. Mm. I had several little old scratches, but sometimes I wish I'd get one what would put me in the hospital, but... but, you know, that last advance, got started the 8th of August. Once we got the other side of the Somme, we began to release, well, either French or Belgian women and children, you know. We had to feed them, because we was pushing old Jerry back. He'd take every mortal thing out of this house, what they could eat.
And did you have to do that yourself, with your rations?
Yeah, and there's all prisoners. I mean, some days they'd take near 300 or 400 prisoners. They all got to be fed, you know. We've got down on what they call third rations. The fighting man was third ration. That is self, you, be the woman, and the prisoners. Third rations.
Did the troops mind that? Or did they mount?
Well, they'd swear, of course they would growl. They'd all swear and growl, but everything come to that. But they didn't mount anything, really, you know. That's soldier's privilege, I suppose. Yeah. But I'll tell you, I don't know how to tell you.
Yes, you tell me.
I was getting up toward Mons. We'd got a big prisoner walk, barbed wire, see, all the way around. I think it must have been 4,000 or 5,000 Jerry's in there. Well, the latrines, we call them, that's the toilets, are old soldiers dug some trenches along this side and put a rail up. So Jerry had to sit on this rail, you see, do his business. And there were scores of women and children all the way around this camp, you know, where they were very interested. Because old Jerry had been a-pinching them 3 or 4 years out, you know, what they were like. Them blinking Jerry's, they went through some misery, they dared sit there. Well, it used to amuse us. They were women, French women or Belgian, whatever. They used to laugh.
Did you have much to do with the women?
Eh?
Did you have much to do with the women?
No,
after all,
no.
You were a young man.
No, that wouldn't do. No.
Why was that?
There was too much venereal disease behind them lines. You know, if you copped it, you know, you was in for it. Mm.
You knew all about that, did you, Arthur, when
yeah.
you went out there?
We had a strict lecture that when I got to Bradford, this first night. They used us with our riding breeches and spurs. And they told us before we go to camp, we'd go into a certain room. And there was a medical officer there, give us a lecture about Bradford. He said, if you aren't careful, you'll catch that disease. Well, when we went out that night, because we marched right from the station right through the town, and well, I think there's 100 young women and women following us. Well, when we got through into the camp, gates locked, you see, because there wasn't time for anybody to go out. Well, when we went out, I guarantee there was 100 women standing out there waiting. You could pick just what you like. Because most of their husbands were in the army, you see, look. But I kept it to myself. I looked after myself.
Did that happen in France and Belgium?
I did.
Did women come to the...
Oh, yes. Yes, because you got them red lamps there, you see. And if you went sick tomorrow morning, say you'd got that, there wasn't no way you copped it, you see. Well, if you're told a lie, you're putting yourself in a funny place, you see.
How about fleas? Did you get fleas, lice?
Lice. Well, lice all the time we was there. So I killed. They get up all the seams. All the seams, you see. That's where they breed. But I killed, well, thousands. Thousands. Of old French buildings, of old barns and old places, they were poisoned with them. When I come on one leaf there, that one. I'd clean shirt when I left before I come out for, well, I have a bath, clean shirt before I come to France. Well, they're full of eggs, them, all them seams are. And washing don't kill them, that 24 hours they're lice. When I got home, it took a whole day to get home, you see, about 24 hours really. I got some lice. My mother see them. She went there to Scatty. She went got one away for other shirts, and she made me go in the outside shed and take my shirt and put my father on. She washed his old shirt mine. She took that, put on a linen line about 30 yards up the garden, and that hung there till nearly the time I want to go back. Well, that wasn't nothing really. Yeah, poison with them.
What did you do at the front to get rid of the lice? Was there anything
nothing,
you could do?
Nothing. No, they didn't have lice this last war, you know, because you got what do you got? What kill flies? What? Yeah, but we had nothing. No, no.
Did you have a lot of flies in the hot weather?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Round the bodies?
Yeah, well, that's much out of harbour. You see the dead and this, that, and other, you see. Dead horses lying about and every mortal thing. Yeah.
How about rats?
Yes, rats. There's one on show up at the museum. I there's old Tony. Of course, that's an imitation one. I said, that's a little old rat. I said, that ain't nothing compared with the size we had. Well, there's plenty of rats. That's set about the dead, you see, that nibble the nose, you see, the lips, ears, you see, or flesh over fingers, you see. They've got, you see, all them old farms, little old farms are all destroyed, you see. Yeah. But they were, there was no end of rats. Yeah. We used to shoot them when we first went out, but that got stopped. Waste ammunition, you see. It knocked them down with a bit of wood or something, you see. Yeah.
What were your dugouts like?
Dugouts? Well, I'll tell you the truth. Our Jerry's were 10 times better than ever ours was. They were deeper and stronger. A Jerry ain't a friend of mine, but doing a job like that or anything else, they were marvellous people. I don't know what to say that, but that, I'm telling you the truth. Like us, we get past as quick as you can. Yeah, that's because the deeper they are and the more you got on the top, the less shells will go through. And that was the trouble on the Somme, you see, them that fortnight's bombardment, they couldn't pierce them. See what I mean? They never killed anybody, hardly. No.
Did you have respect for the Germans as fighters?
Well, no, I can't say I did. No. No, I can't say I did.
Why is that, Arthur?
Well, I don't know. I suppose the punishment we was going through, we blamed them. That was nice to see them damn great old Prussian guards lying there dead. They used to blow up. The great old Prussians, how big men they were. Prussian guards. They'd blow up till they'd bust the buttons on it, you know.
The dead bodies?
From old gas in the bellies. Sometimes we used to.
We used to shoot them.
We weren't allowed to, you know. Because a British soldier, you have to respect the dead, you know, wherever he is. British soldier do, you know. Do you in for it?
But dead Prussians are different.
Yes, yes. But no, I wouldn't care to mix with old Germans now, not the old men. I wouldn't like the young people are different, you know. Because the old Kaiser's got such a hold on them, you see, just like old Hitler had. Yeah.
How about their aircraft? Were there many planes, German planes?
Well, there weren't that part time. Fights every day. Every day. Scores of fights. Yes. Small planes. Oh, yeah. As I tell you, you can see them sitting, just like you see you sitting there now. You can see them lean over and drop a little bomb.
How about the observation balloons?
Well, our planes are getting set fire to them. We were set fire to hundreds. Yes. But we never had any of them, you know. That balloons, or Jerry had a lot the whole way along. Yeah, but a lot of them went up in smoke. That used to please us. I'll tell you another thing. There ain't many people now. Just before I went out there, when the troops used to march in Cornwall, four abreast, Jerry used to come over with a small plane and drop darts, heavy darts. Yeah, cop, would that go right through you? That's before steel helmets were invented, because they were first issued for the Somme battlefield. Steel helmets. I mean, you just had your... No, he ain't got no... Just ordinary caps, you see. Yeah, they were heavy darts, that's what they were. Hold a handful over, you see, and they drop. You get them on your shoulder or. I was down at Framlingham years ago, and there's a man in there that got one of them. He was showing that round in his old pub. And he said, "There's nobody here know what that is." I said, "I do." I said, "That's one of Jerry's darts." He said, "Yes, that is. They're heavy, the leads where they come down and away."
What other weapons did they have that you didn't know you feared?
Trench mortar. They got a lot of trench mortar. Fling a bomb over, see what they used to call them. I forget what they call them. That's right, mini-waves, yes, mini-waves, that's right. You could see them coming. They were big enough, they didn't travel too quick, you see. They'd go up and come down, you see. Yeah.
Did you ever see any of the very big guns? The very big guns, the railway guns.
What, guns? Oh, yes. There's a lot of naval guns out there. They were on the old Makeout Railway, they were. They'd come up for about half a dozen. And
did you see that yourself?
Oh, yes, yes, in them. Then they go back, you see. There's a couple out at the museum outside. There's a couple of naval guns, 15 inch, they call them. Oh, yes, they were on the railway, they were. But they wouldn't leave them up there, not long, because old Jerry said, "We're getting to whip something back, you see." Well, that shell way nearly done on it. What's down there? That's nearly as tall as I am. That one nearly a ton. Costs some money, you know, when you use one of them. Yeah. There's all sorts of artillery. There's a 12 inch, 15 inch, 8 inch howitzer, 15 inch naval, and others. All used. Yeah. When there's what they call a proper war on, they're putting up a barrage, they're all at work, you see. They've got nothing on the Brits and putties, ever star naked. Work like niggers. And if you was front of all them guns, like I was many times, they drive all the air. The explosion, all them exploding, they push all the way, you know. You can feel that.
You were saying earlier on about the relationships between the men and the officers.
In the British Army?
Yes, in your particular company.
Oh, that's fairly good. That's fairly good, yes.
Did you respect your officers?
Oh,
were they
yes.
good
oh,
men?
Oh, yes. Yes, they were all right. But if you get the officer, a young officer come out there and think he know everything, he ain't very welcome, you know. He can soon lose from life.
And did you have that happen?
Yeah. There was a young officer got some men he brought out from England. They were marching up there, I believe it was up at Passchendaele, up that way, anyway. Right? A shell dropped between them. That killed 22 of them. Well, if I'd been in single file like he should have done, perhaps there wouldn't have been one killed, or see what I mean? That's for lack of training, you see. Well, of course, that's like everything else. When that song battled on, they were losing so many officers, they had to come whether they were trained or not, you see. I had a brother-in-law. His brother, that man, he's in Ace, Middlesex. They went in and were sight and night, over 700 strong, 14 officers. They were in for 24 hours. There was about 20 men come out and not one officer. The hidden man was a lance corporal. Had lost over 700 men in 24 hours. Seventh Middlesex.
What did you think of the top staff officers and the generals?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of them never seen the front line. They're about 10 miles back, you know. That's where they sit and give the orders. Yes. They want spoke very highly of.
Is that so?
Well, I mean, it's like the psalm. Look, I mean, I put them over that first day and lost all them men. They knew Jared Wire. Well, they found out Jared Wire won't cut. And yet they kept putting them over the top, look. Well, if it had been on the spot, well, they ought to have been. It had been a different day, wouldn't it? Yeah, so why am I saying that cavalry at Arras, they never made that charge.
Did you see that yourself?
Yeah, see a start, yeah.
Did you see what happened to them?
Yeah, well then we had to take over, you see, because, well, what happened once they took these two lines of trenches, they couldn't man them trenches. Well, they got their horse, they rode back into Montjulabricks, and one cavalryman dismounted and stood like this. You brought your horse and took the rein over your head, and I took that. He stood there with horses the whole way around, and this one man he looked. And I just spotted them. And because some men had to man them trenches until the foot slog, as we call them, could get up, you see what I mean? Well, that never should have happened, so. There's no end of things happened. I mean, what really hadn't been talked about, you know what I mean? You fancy a man holding about 18 or 20 horses, one man, and shells are falling.
Did the officers live much better than the men? Did they have better food?
They did when they were out of the line, because they'd go further back. They'd go further back, you see, where they pay for something pretty good, you see. Yes, yes. But while they're out in the line, they won't much difference. No.
Did you find that religion was important to you at all at the front, Arthur?
Well, I tell you the truth, I think everybody thought a little of it. I was going up there some one night with someone when they walk, and I don't know where I was going or now, but I was going up getting pretty near the front line, and there was a voice said, "If this is what you call Christianity, thank God I'm only a Jew." And we looked, that was funny. If someone lay there wounded somewhere, I expect. I don't know. That's what he said.
This was a voice out of the dark.
He said, "If this is what you call Christianity, thank God I'm only a Jew." That where the voice come from, what we couldn't find out, because there was someone lay there dead, wounded, must have been.
Did you ever see a padre at the front or go to a service at all?
Yes, I also had one before Big Bell. I had one there, I believe it was before the Battle of Arras, I think. He told us a lot of us he said, "You're going into a big battle now soon." He said, "Look, I'll soon be dead. He's now's your time." And we had one Scotch officer. What they call it, used to bloody up before a battle. The Scotch officer kept talking to us, rubbing it in his. And to finish, he said, "Well, just like this." He said, "If you want this bloody war to finish," he said, "you must kill and be killed. No more of this live and let live." Well, if you go kill any man, there's no Scotch officer. That's what they call blood running up, you see. Adrenaline into you, see. Kill and be killed. No more of this live and let live. Of course, we called his name Son of Quiet.
You showed me a little prayer book, though, you had.
Aye?
You showed me a little prayer book that you had earlier on.
Yeah.
Was that important for you at the front?
Given me at Southampton, going up on the boat. I carried it in my left pocket all the way through.
Yes, it's a special thing for active service, isn't
yeah.
it? Well, and did you used to read it? It says on the cover.
Well, I did some of it.
Yes. Did it help
but
you, do you think?
In the end, that's all the best hymns in the end there, you know.
Did you find it helped you, Arthur?
Yes. I can't say I was really religious, but I wouldn't say nothing against it. No. I wouldn't let it get the master of me. No. You want it? Oh.
Do you think, Arthur, I could ask you a little bit more about your rest periods? How long would you have spent sort of forward? And how long would
what,
you have
in the
had
line?
In this? Yes.
Well, that all depends. That all depends what it's like and what the casualties are. If you if must have knocked out, well, you've got to come out. You've got to be relieved, you see. Because on a quiet front, what we call a quiet front, you do about 48 in and 24 out. Because that's rough on a quiet front compared with a battle, you see. Yeah. But I mean, they get on the Somme, I mean, like the Middlesex, I mean, they were useless because they weren't nobody left, you see. Well, they got to come out to. Oh, yeah. But about 48, perhaps a little more, that all depends on what men they got, you see, and all like that.
Were conditions very much better in rest position compared with the forward positions?
Well, you're a clear machine gun fire, you see, mostly, and you get smaller shells, you see, and all like that. Because once a big battle, oh yeah, you used to know when them battles are coming off, you see, you're all prepared for them with big guns and that, you know. It's all got spies about.
But was it good, you know, did you have better sleeping arrangements?
Well, yeah.
And food?
Yeah, well, you get in a dugout or in dugout. That was it wasn't anything better than a dugout that time of day. Because when we were out of the line, you get no building, you see, no farmhouse or no any old thing. But the worst thing to lay on is concrete.
Yeah. Why is that?
That's worse than bricks. I don't know. That's colder than what bricks are.
Colder than the ground? Is it colder to lie on concrete than the ground?
Yeah, that is. Yes. I expect your body can warm the ground a little, and I don't expect you can, right? Because they just take out all coats away. See, it's, well, they take the leather jacket away first, certain date, no matter what the weather's like, leather jacket. And then, I don't know, worry very much like this come next. No, overcoat first. Never had an overcoat all summer. Overcoat first, sometime in April. That's dates fixed. Then that was this, then the leather jacket.
You kept warm, did you, in the winter?
We had a ground sheet, you see, a workbook ground sheet. That's all we had. Never had no blankets in that all summer.